St. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, the one that we are getting, that we have been going through for the past several weeks, have been these words of encouragement to Timothy, and tonight is no different. He encourages him, much as the gospel message was, to persevere in the difficulties of life. He said also that you must know Scripture, because Scripture is useful as a guide for your life and a guide for each and every person's life. But as he goes through the letter, he reminds Timothy of something very important. He says, Scripture and the teachings of God, the teachings of the church, are not a cudgel to beat up people with. They're not something that you have to pound people with. But rather, through patience and encouragement, and yes, correction, you will deliver the word of God much more effectively to those who are struggling, those who do not believe, those who are against you, in a much better way, a way that will convert your heart, but also the hearts of those that you are bringing the word of God to. Because the word of God is effective. It changes lives. It becomes alive when we choose to live the word of God rather than simply say the word of God. In our gospel today, we have this wonderful picture that Jesus paints for us in this parable. And it is this painting of using the word of God in persistence of prayer. Because what does a widow demand of the judge? She demands simply a just decision. And finally, the judge, who is corrupt as everything, right, says, I will give you a just decision. He didn't say, I will give you the decision that you want. I will not say I will make you win the decision, but I will give you a just decision. Because a just decision for that widow will allow her then to move on, to stop pounding at the door. To know that justice has been done means that we are liberated and freed from those things that hold us back, those injustices that we have been tied up in. And if we do that in a way of gentleness, in a way of humility, in a way of kindness that God desires for us, that compassionate caring for the other, then as we knock on the door to lift our voices in prayer, Lord, bring justice to our world. Lord, bring peace to our world. Lord, bring life to our world. Then we are better able to be converted into those instruments where we no longer simply are the pleaders, those who lift our arms in prayer, but our arms, our hands, our feet become what begins to change the world through the will of God. Because Paul reminds Timothy that it isn't simply standing back, but it's going out into the world and knocking on the doors that open them to the justice of God, to the mercy of God, to the compassion of God. And for us as a church, and for many Christian people around the world, around the United States, I should say, today, you know, we are in the midst of 40 days for life. This month, these 40 days where we pray for the protection of life, whether it is the protection from conception to natural death. And in fact, on our ballot measure in California this year, we have a ballot that is looking at that life at the end, whether it is to be upheld in dignity or not. But it is that lesson that we have learned as a church, as a people of life, that is so very important. Because For us who are a little older, we might remember the very beginnings of the pro-life movement, and it was not very pretty. It's not something we should be very proud of. There was bombings, there were killings. There was all sorts of violent action taken. And it was only through time and prayer that slowly the hearts began to be converted to where now it is those peaceful prayer vigils, those opening up of centers of life, those marches of life that slowly begin to change the hearts of the world. It is that persistent knocking on the door that God desires us to do over and over and over again. Not pounding on the door, but that gentle tap of love, that gentle tap of compassion, that gentle tap of mercy that brings about conversion of heart, conversion of life, conversion of the world. And that's our challenge today, is to be those intercessors, those people of prayer, those people of mercy and action, where we lift our voices in continuous prayer to our God, and continuous prayer for our world, continuous prayer for our families, our friends, our neighbors, and yes, our enemies too, that we might show forth the true peace of Christ, the true love of Christ, the true mercy of Christ, being the people God created us to be. And so as we pray this Mass, as we gather our prayers at this Mass, let us place ourselves once more upon this altar of blessing, this altar of sacrifice, but ultimately it's our altar of transformation, that we might become Christ-like bearers of the Word of God, that we might become those instruments of peace and justice in the world, that we might become those instruments of compassion and mercy through our transformative gift of love. And so let us continue to offer that. Offer those prayers for life. Offer those prayers for peace. Offer those prayers for justice.